Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and thanks for tuning in, everyone. This is episode 538 of the Overseas Connection. This is a gaming podcast for the more wise and mature gamer who stays just a bit off from center. My name's Pete. I'm not your host today. It is actually Greg. He's got some technical issues, so we've missed a little bit of the start out and we're just trying to put bits of it back together, and hopefully we'll have a glorious show for you to listen to. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. If you search on twitch.tv, mixer.com, or on youtube.com, you should be able to find us. Just tap in OC Podcast and you'll be able to find all of our previous shows that way. Without further ado, I'll hand you over to Greg, who just mentions about being really snotty and ill. Enjoy.
Snot balls that are just raging inside my head. So Pete is recording the call just in case anybody wants to know.
Scotch just said that he can only hear me and Kim, so I don't know whether you just want to turn that dial down, Greg, that you had last, but I thought I'll start recording it just in case.
Well, no, so I've just been talking for a while, and I think the button that I pushed that was go just completely mute me. So everybody missed my incredible impression of coughing.
Oh, darn.
My rant about snot balls.
We can claw that back from the stream audio. It's easy.
Yeah, I don't know.
We can do it for you.
We may not need to relive that. But anyway.
Oh, sure we do.
It's going perfectly well. This is exactly how I envision this podcast going right now. Yes. Absolutely perfect. I'm hoping the echo is no longer there.
No.
That's good. All right. Kim, why don't you give us something more positive? There's got to be something going on.
I got a really cool birthday present last week.
Okay.
A friend of mine has another friend who has a 3D printer, and he 3D printed me a dragon.
Oh.
And it's really so cool. Yeah, I put a picture in WhatsApp. Yeah, it's really freaking cool. I wasn't expecting it. So I don't know if it's like plastic or what it is, but it's really neat. So that was nice. I wasn't expecting that. Let's see. Other than that, the weather's been nice. You know, I got to see my littlest nephew, Owen, yesterday. So, yeah.
Okay.
Same shit every week, basically. So, yeah.
All right.
More positive. I mean, I don't have the flu or, you know, bloody diarrhea or anything like that. So that's, you know, that's always good.
For the record, I never mentioned bloody diarrhea. That was not part of what's going on with me, but thank you for now. Everybody thinks this is the case. They think that was my rant while I was muted. I was talking about bloody diarrhea. Yeah. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate that.
I do what I can.
Dropped it to another level.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, here's something positive I can mention. If you are a Amazon Prime member and you have Amazon Video, go do yourself a favor. Check out the very not safe for kids show called The Boys.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes. So this is a television series that just came out. It's based off the comic book series, apparently, which I guess all good television shows these days are based off comic book series. By the way, can we have somebody just give us a little chat thumbs up? They can hear me talking. Just want to make sure that I'm not once again like saying things that nobody can hear. But anyway, so The Boys, Amazon Prime Video. So go in, watch it. It is a very unique take on superheroes, and I don't want to spoil a lot because I think the shock and awe of this show is, you know, part of it is really the background of this. So the way I look at this is how superheroes would probably really be in real life if they did exist. Because not all superheroes would be the good guys. They would pretend to be the good guys. And I think that's the core of this show. So watch it. Do yourself a favor. Watch it. Like I said, it is not safe for kids. It has frontal nudity on all parts. Literally all parts. It has extreme gore. Gore I have not seen on a show before in a long time. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's worse. I think it's worse than even The Walking Dead, which has a ton of gore in it. But to me, the gore in this show goes to another level, primarily because it's dealing with living people a lot, if that makes sense. So again, try not to spoil anything, but go check it out. The Boys, there is some dark humor also intermixed within this show, but it's well written. It's got great acting. I think it is, it's my
surprise. Urban is good looking.
Yeah. It's my surprise hit for, the summer shows for sure. It came out of nowhere. Didn't expect it to be good. And, wow. Was I pleasantly surprised.
Right. Indeed.
I'm still not with you with this. I've watched, people were saying, oh, just watched 3 or 4 episodes. I can't remember how many I've watched now. It's more than that. And
right. Right.
Shell and I still turned around to each other and went, we need to fucking turn this off. It's not my thing.
That could be. I get that. My wife also is right there with you, Pete. Okay. You know, she's very conservative. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to say disparaging towards my wife. I will get my ass kicked. But no, it is not going to be for everybody. I think. And Pete, I don't know if you're a big comic book guy or not. So that.
Massive.
Well, then fuck off. What the hell's wrong with you? No,
I don't like the movies. I really don't like Marvel movies. I don't like superhero movies. And this just looks like a superhero movie mixed with Quentin Tarantino. And if you're all there into your Marvel films and all geeking that, then I get it. But it just doesn't do it for me like a comic book series does, you know. And I enjoyed my Walking Dead comic book series. I thought I preferred that to the TV series.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
He's
just
weird. That's what it is. He's weird.
Yeah. Well, you hired me as 13.
It's true.
Well, the boss man did. I got something. I forgot, and I don't know why I forgot. I got to watch Endgame finally.
Ah, okay. Speaking of Marvel superhero movies, Endgame. Yes.
Great. Enthrallers, Kim.
Perfect transition. That's good. I like it.
Well, one superhero and another. I ugly cried at this one as well as Infinity War. So I don't know if I'm the only asshat. I don't know if I'm the only asshat that goes to these things and like ends up ugly crying in certain parts or not. But I swear to God, Anthony was here with me and he'd look back at me and he's like, are you crying? I'm like, but. You know, I'm not going to spoil it because, you know, some people still haven't seen it yet like me. And I'm just like, yes, you know, I can't explain it. Being said, it was good. I enjoyed it. I think they did a really good job. So
Aykroyd to like Forrest Gump and Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
But a Marvel film.
But it's the things that happen, and I'm, you know, you get invested into these characters. So when something bad or good, because there was some good things in it too, I get a little emotional.
I mean, I watched Ant-Man, and I can't remember. I mentioned another one in our chat the other day. I've not really watched them in any particular order, and apparently that they are sequential. Is that right? These movies?
I don't know. I haven't watched them in order either, so I haven't seen Ant-Man yet either. So
well, I might watch Endgame just to see what it is, but I don't know. You've overgeeked me here, you two.
Me and Pete are still echoing, by the way. So
yeah. So about that. Let me see. I don't know. I don't know. Fix that one. That one, I'm totally not sure. You guys, I know we're coming across pretty loud. There's that.
Yeah.
Let me push another button. Let's see what happens when I do this.
Push another damn button.
All right. See, now I can't hear you guys at all.
Oh.
That may be part of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, that might be the button that solves the problem. The problem is I can't hear you guys talk at all when I hit that button. So that button is a bad button.
Don't hit that button.
What mixer have you got, Greg? Is it like a Fisher Price, my first podcast?
Fuck off, Pete. That's what mixer I've got, you rat bastard. I tell you, you know, 13, I hired you in confidence. I hired you in confidence. And I just feel like you're against me now. You are part of the problem.
There should be a volume button in your main section on the bottom right if you've got a decent one.
I've got 5,000 volume buttons everywhere.
Those are the bottom ones that you need to concentrate on with the whites on. White heads.
I've got some white heads for you, Mr. Pete. Yeah. All right. Anyway, we'll continue to adjust.
No, that wasn't the button, wasn't it? Because we're still echoing. So there you go.
Let's just crack on.
Let's just crack on. What the hell? Why not?
There we go.
How
about
that?
No.
I can hear it now.
You can hear what now? Well, you can hear the jet.
Me echoing.
Oh, you can hear echo.
Oh, yeah. Ye God.
Just pushing buttons. That's all I'm going to do, people. I'm just going to keep pushing.
One day we'll get it right.
Probably Pete's fault because he started recording this travesty. We didn't want any evidence of this, Pete. There was supposed to be no evidence.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm just recording it so we can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Let's go.
Oh, Sarah said whatever we did there a little bit ago, it made it slightly better. So
we pulled the strings tighter, Sarah. That's what we did.
I'm just pushed 5,000 buttons at this point. I don't know what button is going to fix this problem, but I will just I'll continue hitting buttons. Why not? All right, Pete. By all means, please save us. Talk about something other than Marvel superheroes. And buttons. I would love to hear some gardening talk. That would really make my day.
Well, that's what I've been doing again this week. I've been gardening. I'm so sorry. I really have. I booked 3 days off work. I've got so much work to do in the back garden. It's unreal. I say we've both been out there and I'm still at it. I've built a wall this week. It's not a big one. It's about, I don't know, 2 meters across and
why did we build
half a meter high, just to retain some soil,
okay.
Not to block Mexicans out. Mm-hmm. And what else have I done? The slabs I've also laid as well on the patio, just some extra slabs. What else? I've also put some kiln sand on the front yard. Because that was blasted by the next door neighbor. So that looks all pretty brand new. And I've just got tons of work to do out there. So I'm going to be booking some more time.
I would just like to point out, you said you were gardening, yet all I've heard about really is you laying concrete down, which is not technically gardening.
But it is, because it's in the garden.
Not really. that's like laying concrete. That's different than gardening.
Like construction gardening work.
Yeah, you're full on construction work right now.
I'm landscaping.
Okay, all right.
Not manscaping.
Right.
In case the audio is a bit wrong for you know, going a bit distorted for the people listening live. It's landscaping. So yeah, I've been doing a bit of landscaping, and I've got a whole lot of work to do. To be fair, it used to be a 3-tiered garden, and it just looked awful, to be honest. So we're just trying to level it all off and get some railway sleepers in soon to make 4 meter steps leading up. And then we'll just have one level and it'll be cool. We're going to get some artificial grass and all sorts, cause we don't want to buy a lawnmower and do all of that jazz. So it's just going to take some time. That's all. So as well as gardening, I've been to a place called
landscaping. Landscaping.
Okay. Landscaping.
By the way, I may have just figured out the issue. Yes. I may have.
Oh, dear God.
We may not be hearing echoing anymore. Possibly.
Nope. No,
I don't know.
It's fine.
We'll see.
He's done well, hasn't he? We're only half an hour into the podcast.
Not
and
at
he's
all.
Got it right.
Fuck this one right up.
Yeah, well.
So, apart from manscaping, I've been to a place called Halfpenny Vineyards. And yeah, it's a vineyard it's not far from us, actually. It's about 5-6 miles. And they've got a small, well, I say it's growing there by the sound of it, because Shell went there not long back, a few years ago. And we went today, first time I've ever been. And it's got a small zoo on the back now that's got cute little things, little monkeys, great reptile section. They've got vultures there, crane birds. They've just got all sorts, snakes, and it's so cool. It's not that much in, actually. It's about £9 in, and for adults, £7 for children. So I don't know what that works out in books, but just under 15 books, I would say. It's really cool. We spent a few hours there. It's the largest, apparently it's the largest open bird display in the country, and it's really cool. We just got these owls, cranes, vultures. There was like there was a kite bird apparently that was flying all around us. It was so cool. It was really, really good. I think the thing that didn't help, that there was a wasp's nest that was under the theatre seating, at the steel theatre seating, so there was wasps everywhere, and I don't like them. That's one of my biggest fears, as well as my mum when she's angry. So I was going nuts because these wasps were just buzzing around everywhere. But it's a nice place to go. So if you're in the UK, if you're in the Midlands, go to Halfpenny Vineyards. It's really cool. And there's plenty of wine as well to buy. We didn't even go to that section. We just looked at the zoo. So
okay.
That's what I've been up to.
Right. So just to recap for those that could not understand what you were saying because of the echoing. Halfpenny Vineyards, it's a fun place to go get drunk.
Yeah.
And pet animals, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And look at the manscape. Landscape.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
My understanding is that some of the corrections I have made have helped, but probably not to completely solve the problem. Mm-hmm. I will continue to look to push more buttons.
Well, Snoogan says he can hear 5 gingers, so this is going to be the best show ever.
Yeah, 5 gingers is definitely... Yeah, no, that's not good.
There's... Oh, dear.
Technically, there's supposed to be 3 of you, not 5. Mm. Anything else that you need to discuss with us right now?
Pete. If you're referring to me, then no.
Yes.
One of the 5.
All right. Well, I guess it's time then we transition to game time, which would require this sound effect.
Fucking Windows 98!
And we will move on and now talk about the games we're playing.
Woo!
Yeah, this is the part of the podcast that I hope actually works, because this I spent like 5 minutes setting this up. I'm thrilled. We will start with Kim, just because, Kim, I've actually got your first game that I think you're going to talk about, which would be Red Dead Redemption 2. Hint, talk about Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, so we're not going to talk about the games with gold or any of that?
No, we'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, all right.
I'm doing things differently. I'm doing things differently.
It's fine. I just thought I'd ask. You know.
All right.
He's throwing shit in the air and chucking a dart at it.
Exactly. This is how we do things in my world.
Okay.
Kim.
All right. Yes, games we've played. Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2. Played. Of course, I'm still playing that. I ran into the night folk today. Night folk. I guess they're not folk. That's weird. They were creepy. But they're in the swamp, and it seems like anything I run into in the swamp is creepy, so there's that. There was a big shootout in St. Denis, so if you've played the game, you probably know what I'm talking about. And, Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm still getting along with it. I still haven't seen an alien, because apparently, according to Phil, there's been people that have seen, like, UFOs and stuff. Mm-hmm. I have, in all the hours I've put into this game, I have yet to see a UFO, so...
I
haven't either.
Yeah, my understanding is there is a crashed UFO site, but there's not actual aliens to be seen.
See, I haven't even come across that.
Well, actually, I don't know. That might be GTA.
I think
GTA had the crashed alien site.
I think I've seen a scene where you go into a hut and then you see, because it's at night time, there's a light that beams over you, and then you look out the window and there's a UFO that passes over. So
okay.
I've heard of maybe that as well.
Yeah. Maybe I haven't found the right hut yet.
No.
No. Anyway, none of that hasn't happened. So, yeah, Red Dead. I'm still loving it because I've been playing it since it's been out, and I'm still not done with it yet. So there must be something I like about it. Yeah.
Clearly, the double audio not fixed yet, because the chat is informing us this is just funny to listen to. So I think you guys just sound kind of like a wah 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 to them.
Probably, we're like Charlie Brown's school teacher, you know, wah 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 wah, you know, pretty or a much. Duck being stepped on. I don't...
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Red Dead. Of course, Trials, which we'll talk about that later, but. The trials thing, and Borderlands Game of Year Edition. I finally bought it, and we've been playing that. So, and it is a little bit easier to play than the original Borderlands. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right.
Nothing new.
Then I suppose we can transition right on over to Pete.
Which Pete? We have five of them.
That's a good point. It is a good point.
Okay, so I've been playing Trials as well for a short while. And then right. I thought I'll explore Game Pass. Mm-hmm. And I thought, yeah, what's new to install? I need something meaty. So I went for Just Cause 4 because I've heard that's quite a large game. It takes several, I think it's about 65 hours to complete if you do a few of the side missions as well. So I thought I'll download that. I'll give it a go. I don't know whether any of you played this before, but it's an action-adventure video game set in open-world environment, published by Square Enix, or Enix, as some people say. And I played it for 3 hours, and I uninstalled it. I just couldn't get on with it. I don't know what it was. I like the old feature of you've got... the way it starts off, from the look of it, it goes really quickly, the intro, but you're this agent this is following on from number 3, and I've not played any of them apart from number 4. So you play as this agent from the look of it, and you're capturing this this naughty guy in a communications tower, and you get hit by a storm, and you get pushed miles and miles out of the way, and you have to... get your way through a shanty town, and you discover that you've got, or should I say, you re-engage this grappling hook that you've got on your arm, and it I suppose it kind of needs to introduce people that have not played the game before into the game. So you've got this grappling hook on your arm, and which you press left bumper and you jump, and you can just grapple hook onto various things that are several meters in front of you. Then eventually you get a parachute and a wingsuit, and the elements of it are really cool. You know, it is very vast, the land is. You can go pretty much anywhere you want to. But the thing that I can get on with really is how ridiculously unrealistic the damage is to yourself when you're in combat or when you're falling from great heights. I couldn't get used to that. And I think that's how it's sold. It's sold in a way that it's just absolutely... It's just ridiculous. Like you can fall mm-hmm. from stupid heights and you're still alive. You can get shot up so many times, and I just don't like that mechanic. And the other thing I didn't like as well is just I just didn't like the jankiness in a battle scene. It felt like you've seen a shadow of yourself and you've seen silhouettes of yourself when you was going in first person. There was just so many obstacles that got in your way, and it was just, I didn't like it, and I didn't like the dialogue. I thought it was all cheesy acting. I think it's just not my type of game at all. And all I'm right, sorry so, for those so, people who so, like it, but it's just, I don't like it.
Real quickly, so Sarah politely informed us that she was gonna put on Wolfenstein while she was watching. So apparently the echo is still there. Don't know mm-hmm. what to say. Part of me wants to take a moment to try and figure it out, because obviously the people that are watching this, this is kind of unwatchable. They can't understand anything. The audio version should come through just fine. I blame Mark, by the way. This is all Mark's fault.
It's all Sweetcorn's fault.
At the end of the day, Sweetcorn should have been here. Just saying.
Have you still got your sound on Twitch, by any chance?
No, no, no. I have...
Everything's muted on your screen, apart from Skype.
Should all be muted, with the exception of Skype.
Okay.
Because, yeah, that was, you know, part of my thinking was also, yeah, well, maybe that's it. No. No, I don't. I honestly don't. It's got to be on the board somewhere, and I think it's partly because of how I have the board set up. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, what are you going to do at this point? I don't know.
Push more buttons.
We'll just keep going.
Yep.
Well, that's what I do try to do. Now, I know you guys hear, I think, feedback when I do this, but hopefully
that stops
the echo for them.
I don't know.
Maybe if somebody's listening, maybe the echo isn't too bad now. But I think you guys hear the echo, so.
Yes.
And you can't, or I can't hear you now when you talk if I do this, which I think does kill and stop the echo.
Wow.
Okay, Sarah says it's better, but there's still some echo. Go.
I'm at a complete loss at this point, so.
That's what I was like when I played Just Cause 4.
Yeah, no, I can understand being, Just Cause 4, it's an acquired taste, and if you want realism, you're not going to get that in Just Cause 4. At all.
No.
That is definitely not going to be what they serve up. But, I mean, you know, you could go with something way more realistic, Pete. I mean, you know, something like Metal Gear Solid 5, I think. Totally.
Well, this is the thing. I installed both of these at the same time, and I thought, right, okay, I'll switch. I'll uninstall Just Cause 4, and I'll start Metal Gear Solid 5. I've not played Metal Gear Solid ever. So I started this up, and it kind of gave me a bit of a feeling like Resident Evil. There was a big bad guy that was completely invincible that you kept on stopping in a hospital. So there was how the story starts is you're this person that gets injured and wakes up in hospital, and then you've got doctors that are trying to care for you, and during this time, he mentions to you that there's an assassin or assassins and people coming for you and looking for you everywhere, and you're at risk. So I was like, okay. And then there's some cool murder scenes of some assassins trying to get to this person, and then you find yourself on the floor and you have to try and escape out of hospital. And there's somebody that comes to assist you, which is acted by Kiefer Sutherland. And it's cool. It's okay. It's good. It's the dialogue, the story, the intro is good. And I just thought to myself, well, when am I going to be able to start really playing this game? And the intro, I must have played this for 40 minutes. It just went on. And on and on, and I was just like, oh my God, when am I going to start playing this game for real? I found it really, it was very theatrical, and it was very good. The bosses that I think will appear later on in the game seem to be really, really good. There's this spooky kid with a gas mask on, and this like big, huge American footballer type, or no, Jason Voorhees covered in fire. And he fires like everybody's bullets back at him, and it just seems really, really cool. But the intro was that long, I didn't even get to play any of the game. And like Shell come back, and she was just like, "Oh, we're gonna have a tea now." I was just like, "Right, okay." I just thought, "Fucking, I never even touched the game." I don't know anybody else that's played this before, but the intro is just vast. It's just too long. But I'm gonna carry on playing it because I want to play a large game.
I have played it. I enjoyed the gameplay mechanics of it. Similar to what you're saying. I hate the Metal Gear Solid universe. Absolutely. Hideo Kojima has some twisted shit going on in his head, and I do not get on with it at all. So whenever it goes to cutscenes, I mean, the eyes, they just roll back. I could care less about the story in this game.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Because this apparently is the ninth installment of the series. Is that right? They've got to get it right this time around, being nine games in. And at the end of the intro as well, I jumped on a horse and the person who saved me says, "Oh, you know who I am." And I didn't know who it was. So it was a bad intro. I don't know. I didn't quite get that. But maybe as I play more of the game, I'll start to find out who that person is.
Maybe. The gameplay, to me, like the story and the gameplay don't really jive. But I mean, because it's like it's a military sim. It's a great game.
Yeah.
In the terms of the game mechanics, but the story stuff, it's all supernatural, crazy. Like I don't know what happened to him in his childhood that got him to the point that he is where he is with his like weird fantasy melodramas that he plays out in his head. And this is why Death Stranding, I literally have about this much interest in that game.
Yeah.
It's hyped well though, isn't he?
Well, it's because everybody is on the Kojima bandwagon.
Yeah.
And look, he gets a lot of credit. He should get a lot of credit. He does make some great immersive games. He pays attention to all the little details. I mean, it's pretty amazing what he will include in his games. But then you have weird shit like out of the blue, I can just hide in a cardboard box. Out of nowhere, box appears. I'm hiding in a box.
Yeah.
Well, the gameplay that you're playing on the Twitch feed, it almost looks a bit like PUBG. So it doesn't even match up to anything that has gone on in the intro at all.
Right. Yeah. No. I found like the story bits. And I'm trying to up my level, so hopefully that's better. But the story bits were very different from the cutscenes felt very disconnected to the game you play.
Okay.
And that's my take on it. I mean, that may not be the case. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there that are going to be like, no, it makes total sense.
Well, I'm going to carry on playing it just to see what it gives. It looks like a good game so far.
I think you should.
Yeah.
So we've twisted more dials and levels. Apparently, I'm at a good level. You guys are at a somewhat echoey level, but acceptable level.
Well, at least I don't hear myself again, so there's that.
Well, yeah, I knew that when I pushed the one button, that was going to happen. I just didn't care. I was just pushing buttons to push buttons, you know, because sometimes you gotta push as many buttons as you can so you figure out, and then you forget, and then you gotta refigure it out, and then you forget. That's the story of my life.
Gone button right. Pushing mad.
Literally. I mean, I've twisted so many dials right now. I just keep looking at the board. And there's probably a good... if I could show a picture of my board, I would. It's a mid-level soundboard. It's got roughly probably 20 dials or so on it. But I think part of the issue is also I use I have a USB connection hooked up to it. All these things cares about. They're like, just fucking fix the echo. I don't know. All right. I know.
What does your T-shirt say, Greg, by the way?
Dear Naps, I'm sorry I hated you as a kid.
Right?
Yes. It is. Let me tell you, I love Naps as an adult now. I don't get to do them often, but I absolutely am pro-nap. As a kid, I was anti-nap. I was on the side of anti-nap, and let me just say, I was wrong. Naps are good. Mm-hmm. They're good. I used to actually, when I worked in Santa Clara, I would just go out at lunchtime. I'd eat real fast, and then I'd go park under a nice shaded tree, put on some sports talk radio, and I'd fall asleep for 20 minutes. I'd set my phone and just out. Loved doing that. And everybody would be like, oh, come join us for lunch. I'd be like, no, I'm just going to go take a nap.
It's nap time.
All right. I suppose, Kim, maybe we should talk about the games that we're getting free with our subscriptions paid for.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me scroll back up there.
Yeah. Scroll back on up.
All right.
Now, just in case anybody's listening to this and you hear the game said twice because of the echo, that doesn't mean you're getting two free versions of it. You only get one free version of the game.
Oh, boy.
Are you not able to scroll, Kim?
No, I scrolled. I just didn't know if there was going to be a sound effect or something, so I was waiting politely.
No, there's no sound effect for the freebie.
All right.
At this point. Alrighty. I can give you a sound effect. It just may not be what you want to hear.
All right, we'll just go with it. All right, your games with gold for August are Gears of War 4, August 1st through the 31st for Xbox One and PC. Torchlight, August 1st through 15th. Forza Motorsport 6, August 16th through September 15th. And Castlevania, Lords of Shadow, August 16th through the 31st. And of course, the 360 games are backwards compatible, so it's good. PlayStation Plus, we have Wipeout Omega Collection and Sniper Elite 4. Let me see. For your Twitch Prime games, we have Wonder Boy, The Dragon's Trap, Pump BMX Pro, Mabel in the Wood, and Automachef, I think.
Automachef? Sure.
So, yeah. There's your freebies for the month with your paid subscription.
Yeah. So the Gears of War 4 is obviously, it's a good high-quality game, but I think a lot of people have that, especially if you have Game Pass, you're getting that already. Forza Motorsport 6, I don't know if that's on Game Pass or not, but it's. I think a lot of people like that version of Forza Motorsport of late because it didn't have the microtransaction kind of infusion that 7 had. Wipeout Omega Collection, actually, I think that would actually be kind of a cool one just because it's it's a fun, different type of racer. And Sniper Elite 4, the Sniper Elite series, who doesn't love shooting somebody in the nuts? So that alone makes you want to play Sniper Elite.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. But no, it's a solid month of free games, which it's kind of surprising.
For sure.
I would usually expect as we get into the busy season of video games that the free offerings would be lesser. They wouldn't be as good. You'd think they would do it differently, right? You know, offer some of the lower end games while they're competing with the high end stuff that's coming out for sale. And then during the down months, offer up something better to entice people to still be with the subscription services. But who am I, right? There's that. Okay. I suppose we're supposed to have a quiz, but guess what? We don't have a quiz.
Aw.
Mark didn't give us the quiz.
Oh, let's have a point each for that then. Sweet Corn's fault.
Yep.
He's gonna hate us for the whole Sweet Corn thing. I
let us down, and to that I say,
boom shakalaka.
But we will transition. We will talk about news. Oh no, there's no news. Really on in the news week per se, unless Kim, you have something that you wanted to talk about.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, okay. One thing we can talk about, and I'm hesitant to bring this up because it is a very charged conversation. So in the U.S., we have just had a series of mass shootings. And I don't want to talk about the gun debate, the mass shootings, but one of the things that did come up was video game violence. And it was mentioned on one of the – I think it was Fox News brought it up, which, you know, video game violence, as far as I'm concerned, while it might have some effects on people in terms of aggression, I don't think you can deny that when you play an aggressive game, you might not have some aggressive feelings kind of building up in you. But I don't think these are triggers to violence at all. And in this situation where we are talking about, you know, we're on the heels of mass shootings, the speculation that video games were behind it is ridiculous because, one, there was no evidence that showed any of that. Guns at the end of the day are going to be the bigger component to this. I think they're the bigger debate topic that we should be having about, you know, shoring things up. And I know I said I wasn't going to get into this topic, and I kind of just did. But, you know, I don't like seeing our hobby being targeted out as an excuse to why these things are happening. I think there are a lot of different factors as to why somebody makes a decision to go out and kill a lot of people. And it likely has very little to do with video games and has everything to do with their current mental health status and other factors in their personal life. Video games, again, I think, sure, you could say that might cause some aggression, but I don't think at the end of the day it's going to be something that tips somebody over the scale. Mm-hmm. And I also feel strongly that we need to stop giving access to tools to carry these things out. That is the whole gun debate is, to, you know, side of it. How we land on that, how we fix that, that is a very complicated question because you know, I've said it a number of times. I have a number of friends that are big time gun enthusiasts. They own AR-15s. They own, you know, full on police caliber weapons. I view these people as good people. And I don't think they would necessarily do any harm to anybody. I don't see them as being crazy, but I also think at some point we need to look hard at ourselves and say, well, you know, maybe having access to these weapons is part of what's enabling these things to happen. I don't know. Any thoughts from the two of you before we dive out of this mud hole that I just threw us into?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's a lively discussion.
No, okay. No, well, me personally, well, I'm from the UK, and things like that, we just don't have those laws in this country. But the thing is, for me, just like you said, Greg, you said that it could probably be something that's going on within the person's life, and tragic things that happen in this country that where people just resort to. Using weapons, they grab what's available to them. And if guns were available to them, they'd probably do the same thing. So it's I can see why it happens. And it's very easy to then turn on the rest of the community that have got guns and say, well, yeah, you need to, you know, throw all yours in a furnace and get them all burnt and away they go. And I can see the people that just say, well, no, I don't want to, it's my right to have one for protection and blah, blah, blah. I get that. It's just unfortunate that these things happen in the world. And it's such a shame to see. It's just because out to the people that are, that fall victims, you know, their family members that have to see them go to that tragic, that tragic way.
It's a hard topic. It is. Yeah, there's no easy solution to it because there are different things that are factoring into this. I mean, you know, as I said before, there's the mental health component to it. There's the tools that we are allowing to be bought legally that are enabling individuals to carry out these, you know, horrendous acts. There are also other stimulus and outside things. You know, video games can be part of that. Movies can be part of that. Television, news media, social media, all of these other elements that are constantly pounding us, you know, from all around us in different ways and influencing us and shaping who we are. I mean, you know, it's hard. I like to think that I'm not, you know, impacted by the technology of around me. But I mean, as I even look at myself, I'm like, wow, you know, I spend a ton of time on Twitter. You know, I don't use Facebook per se, but you know, on Twitter, I am always on there. I'm reacting, that kind of thing. And so, that has changed me, you know, without a doubt. And I listen and see a lot more news than I ever thought before. You know, part of, that's probably playing into all of this. You know, people say, you know, you, look back 10, 20 years back and these things weren't happening.
Yeah, but peer pressure was massive then. It was just as big as any of the other pressure that you get through virtual programs, you know, social media. Peer pressure was massive when I was at school. Huge. Yeah. And there were so many things that you felt like you needed to do you needed to accomplish before a certain age because otherwise people would think bad of you. So it was, I don't know, it's just changed a little bit, that's all. And it's more exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Look, technology is evolving and it's been fantastic. And I love the world we live in on so many levels. But there is a part of me that does think back to the more simple times and kind of wishes we could roll the clocks back, so to speak. But and I know that's not unrealistic. There's a solution out there. I don't know quite where it lands. Is it completely banning all guns? No, I don't think that's the solution. I don't think it's going in and trying taking guns away from people. I think it is maybe about how we look at future gun owners and handle that. But also things like these, you know, private sale of guns, I think should have background checks. It's just, you know, it seems like a no-brainer, but right now that's not there. I don't know. It is a massive debate, and I know this is a video game podcast, so I didn't want to delve too much into it, but obviously it happened. We're all thinking about it, so it's kind of hard not to talk to it. So here, look, let me switch gears a little bit because I realized I didn't talk about the games that I had been playing.
No, you didn't.
No, I glossed right past that. And granted, one of them was Trials Rising, and I thought, well, okay, you know, we'll talk about that when we talk about the trial stuff. But one game I did want to talk about is Thief of Thieves. So I came across this little gem. I want to say it's in Game Pass. And it reminds me a lot of the Telltale Walking Dead kind of games in its art style. Mm-hmm. It's got cel-shaded graphics kind of look to it. The gameplay also, you know, when you're playing it, in a third person view. You're playing a thief and you're basically having to try and kind of break in and steal something, in each scenario. It's a really cool premise. I love the look of the game. Controls are a little wonky. And so what I find myself at times is just, I'm thinking I'm going to be able to do something and it just doesn't quite happen the way I want it to happen or plays out the way I want it to. And there's times where, you know, they're all puzzles, basically. You're going in, you're finding a way to break in to, get the whatever you're trying to steal and get out. And there'll be guards that will see you. You can take on disguises. So it's kind of Hitman-esque in some respects, but there's no violence to it. It's just you're going in and you're stealing. You're playing the role of the thief. You're not, you're not going in and assassinating anybody. So your role is really to go in unnoticed and get out unnoticed. So it's a cool premise. There's also dialogue choices within it as well. So you'll be asked certain things or you comment back. It's very well written. I just wish the gameplay mechanics of it were a little more polished to where it didn't feel so hitchy. But it's worth checking out, especially if you have Game Pass. Thief of Thieves, go give it a look. I think you might be able to find some fun within it for a little while.
Hmm.
All right. So, I suppose we can just get into the next section, which basically is not the quiz, it's the game calendar. Kim.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Let's talk. What's coming out next?
All right. Your new releases for August 4th through the 11th are The Church in the Darkness for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, and Mac on August 2nd. Age of Wonders, Planetfall for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 6th. And Necro Barista for the PC on the 8th. And it really sounds like I'm gasping. And that's your new releases. Apparently that's all of them. I had to scroll down to make sure.
Short week. I think really, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, but that's when it's just going to start getting crazy. I saw there was an announcement on Xbox Live that they were talking about in the next, like, there's going to be, next 40 days, there's going to be 60 games released on Xbox. It's like, okay, we are hitting the peak busy season now. It's going to be nuts. This is just going swimmingly. This is why you shouldn't host and try and spin the decks at the same time. Again,
Mark's fault. Well, you know, are a bit out of practice, so, you know.
Yeah, there's that. Thanks a lot. That's like kicking me when I'm down, Kim. Thanks. Okay. Let's go to the Trials Rising Challenge. This week's course was Vietnam Vault. And so I just put up the world record, by the way, supposedly, of the Vietnam Vault. So this was not set by Snoogans, for the record. So this week's Trials Rising Challenge, Vietnam Vault. We were using the Rhino bike still, so that was the other challenge. Because technically this is recommended, I think, for the Mantis. So
yeah, the one I haven't unlocked yet. So
yeah, I just unlocked the Mantis finally for my end. So let's go through top 10. We didn't have a 10th place finish. We did have a number 9 finish. Good old Kim Woods coming in at 115.884.
Well, oh, done. I was sweating that one because that track was hard. I was having a hell of a time.
It's hard to get through without a fault. That's the, I'm just like, really? Okay. Chubster 999 came in with a 1.12366. Pete, after having been humiliated the previous week, came through with a sweet 1.07.984. Well done, Pete.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Beating Pete out by just tenths of a second was Mr. Mark Hanix, the man Sweet Corn. We put everything on. Good old Sweet Corn. He came in at a 1.07.438. I don't know the math, but it's like 0.5 difference, Pete. You're like half second difference there. That's crazy.
Yeah. 0.05 of a second. Yeah. He got me. There we go.
Yep. Well, then we got to big boy pants time. And I say that only because I kind of qualified into this a little bit. Technically, no, I'm not even in the big boy pants. I'm in the junior section. You guys were the toddler section. I'm in the junior section with a 1.04.184. I posted that time. I was all excited because I just beat out Martin C. And I was like, you know what? I'm good. I can't go back and try and play this anymore. I spent way too much time and I had beaten Martin C and I was excited. I was like, that's good enough for me. I can live with this. And then he comes in and throws out a 1.03.690 and just snatches it from me. And I just was like, you know what? I'm done. Can't. Nope. Not going back to it. So let him have it. It's fine. I will just wait till this coming week. Then we had after him in third place, Luis Raimondo playing skills came with a 1.03.462. And you think to yourself, how could that possibly be any faster than that on a Rhino bike, mind you? And sure enough, we had Womble. Oh, no, we didn't. No, we had Snoogans at number 2. At 1.01.042. And surely Snoogans thought, I got this. Yep. That was a great time. Should have been the winner. But good old Womble MK3 came in with a 1.00.315. Well done, Nick. Holy smokes. That is amazing. I cannot imagine being able to shave off a solid 4 seconds off my time to get to even close to what he put up there. That's nuts.
Yep. That's, I agree.
Yeah. And you get this. You get a little golf club. In the golf club. All right. Trials Rising Challenge number 22 will be Angkor. A-N-G-K-O. I don't know.
Angkor what?
Angkor, yeah. That's it. Angkor what? Angkor what? Angkor what? Anyway, using the Rhino Bike. This podcast has just gone to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
Rezogun, weekly challenge. It's number 239. So, Sarah, thanks to her, we've got a weekly challenge on Rezogun. They're in the main menu, apparently. So if you want to be added to this group, just send Mark Annix a friend request on PSN or send a photo of your score to him on Twitter or on the Facebook group page. And the scores need to be collected in by 7 p.m. Sunday, just the same as Trials Rising. So the tally we've got for this, in fifth place, we've got no one. Fourth place, Sarah, with 52,720. Third place, Gunslinger X, 1983, with 62,820. Ramping up the scores a little bit, in second place, we've got Luis Raimondo. 787,870 points, but the man with the biggest girth, Tuscan, 77, scoring a massive 4,158,670 points. I'll tell you what, dude, just give the rest of them a chance. Take a week off. let Lewis, you know, get his decent score in. That's not bad. And you just have to overthrow it with another 4 million points. So challenge 240 starts at 1 a.m. tonight, UK time. Rise of the Kingdoms, OC Podcast Alliance, join in and play every day. So that's Rezogun.
That is Rezogun. Look, Tuscan, you're insanely good at this game. Lewis, Gunslinger, Sarah, I'm really disappointed. We all the challenge in Trials Rising to make it competitive. I expect you guys to be doing better and getting up into the millions to take on Tuscan at this point, because there needs to be some challenge here. This is not much of a challenge at this point. This is, I think you guys are just, you know, you're not giving your best. Calling you out. We got to give Tuscan a challenge here. Somebody, come on. Somebody can do it. Speaking of not actually doing something to give a challenge, I did not play this week's golf club challenge course. sorry. But we did have a few people that took part in the golf club 2019 challenge number 6, which was playing on the Royal Port Rush course. We had coming in fourth place, Blueberry with a +9, then XJ Ryder with a +4, Ordy 84 with a +1, and Strutmeister coming in with a nice -5, showing up and showing how it's done. So well done to you, Strutmeister. And again, you get a nice golf clap for that. Good job. Next week's challenge is going to be challenge number 7. It will be one round on Fisher's Island Club. And if you want to practice, that is, I believe, Fisher Island Club, and look for parentheses, Lidar. That will be the course. Pete.
Victory achieved. Okay, so victory achieved. If you don't know what this contest is, all you need to do is play a video game, complete it, take a picture of yourself. It has to be a full face photo. I do stipulate this. It's an important factor, not just showing a little eyeball like our very own Sweet Corn. I want a full face photo along with the credits of the game. And all you need to do then is send it to @OC_podcast on Twitter with a hashtag victory achieved. And then what we do is put you in a little bit of a mix where you can win yourself either $20 if you're over the US or £15 in the UK. And you could have that on a PSN voucher, Xbox Live, or Steam. So it's a giveaway, and it's all run by Bongo, but he's not here this week. So I have got my claws on the Twitter account, and I've hatched myself a new chick. Her name is Cammy. So while Bongo is away, Cammy's going to play. And we've got two people that have appeared very, very late in the day. Yep. There was Mr. Miyagi 1984 completed Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded. Now, I've not heard of this game, and then I started to look it up.
Larry.
No. Apparently, it's very iconic, but it seems like a naughty game to play. It's not going to be my type of thing. It's a point and click type game, isn't it? I don't know. A bit too adult for me. But well done, Mr. Miyagi 1984, for completing that. And also, Daniel Fletcher, which is Fletch_90 on his Twitter account, sent it us about 4 minutes before the show started just to test me. But, you know, I've got this. I can handle this stuff. So just throw it at me. I don't care. He completed the turning test. So that was pretty much our game completions of this week. And I hope that you're going to send me more by next week so I can give you some more story from Cammy the Chick.
Everybody wants more Cammy the Chick.
Yeah, but most importantly, these two people have achieved a nice little jingle. I don't know whether you're going to play this, Greg. No?
No.
Okay.
Hold on. How about now?
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
There you go. That's very special, you see. You're getting that on off the cuff.
Yeah. You're getting that off the cuff. And this, by the way, a freebie.
Fucking Windows 98.
There's one more thing that I just need to mention, just based on Twitter earlier on. I put in the show notes, but we've skipped right on past it. Kev Westerman, who's at FNK Tendo, sent us a question, and I didn't think I wouldn't be selfish and answer it myself. I thought I'd ask everyone who was on the show. It says, have you ever played a game that much that you get confused with real life? And then along with that, he posted a picture of these Lego birds and hashtag Minecraft. So I'm assuming he's played a lot of Minecraft lately and got a bit confused with real life on that. So have we ever played a game that we've got confused with real life?
Go ahead, Kim.
I remember we played Black Ops maybe, and I didn't really get it confused with real life, but it was funny. One day there was a helicopter or something flying by, and I looked up and I thought to myself, did somebody just get a drop or you know, but I didn't actually think, you know, I was in Black Ops or anything.
I'm glad you did not think you were in Black Ops. However, this actually probably ties into that big conversation we dove into about the gun violence stuff, because I think some people do get a little confused at times about where they're at, what they're doing. I don't know that I've ever not confused or that, you know, that I get it confused with real life. What I do often do, and I found this actually was PUBG was one of those games that did this with me, where I was like driving along, you know, and I'd be, you know, driving down the highway looking at buildings, and I'm like, oh, it totally looks like a PUBG site right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Drop in right there, double level building. Yeah. So that kind of stuff I do often, where I'll just start seeing something and kind of equate it back to the game I was playing. So yeah, that would be kind of the extent of that.
Yeah.
Mine is exactly the same. I played PUBG for about 10 hours straight, around the time when I first got hold of it. And I remember driving to work, and when you're driving along in PUBG and you're in a Jeep, you can just look at the landscape, and you don't need to look forward, because well, the odd time if you crash into a tree, then yeah, you die and the rest of your crew die, but you just cruise. And I can remember just driving down the road, just looking at the side of me thinking, oh yeah, that's a nice building. Oh, hang on, I really need to be looking where I'm going. And I got that thing, like I got that free roam where I could just look and it didn't really matter where I was going. And that's, I think that's kind of the time when it's really messed with my real life. And I thought to myself, I really just need to ramp down the amount of time I put into PUBG because I was getting a bit lost in that. Yeah. Good though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You start like going in buildings, you start thinking about points of entry.
Yeah.
The guard from, wow.
Yeah. And working out all of the exits and how many windows there are and how many floors that you can drop on without injuring yourself. It's real life. Yeah. PUBG for life.
Yeah. Along those lines, the other half of the equation, and maybe this is getting a little confused with the game in real life, because I would be driving down. So we have a two-lane freeway or highway that goes down you'll see some buildings. There'll be some storage places off to the right, that kind of thing. But very much reminds me of like driving on the road in Erangel, where it's kind of desolate for long stretches where you see like, you know, fields and you're thinking, I should just cut through right there and I can just get, you know, make this a shortcut. And we're like, no, I can't do that. Nope.
Wow. That's all.
Yeah. Anyway, that is a fantastic question, though, Kev. Thank you for sending that in. And I'm glad you, Pete, remembered that because so far right now, all I can think about is echoes, buttons to put, and driving across fields now. Thank you. Anyway, all right, let's wrap this up. It is going to be a short one. There's no point in carrying this on any longer. We want to put people out of their misery. Thank you. If you have stuck it out with us so far, we are on Twitch, Mixer, YouTube, usually echo-free, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 6 p.m. on Easter Island. And if you're in Australia this morning waking up to this, sorry.
I'm sorry.
We are on iTunes. We are on pretty much any kind of podcast audio program. You can find us. You can download the podcast and maybe hear it echo-free. I don't know. We have clubs and communities. We want to play with all of our friends. So come on out. Find us on the PlayStation 4. Find us on Steam. Find us on Xbox. Just go look for OC Podcast. You'll find a group of us somewhere along there. Join up. Take part in some of these challenges. Just game with us. We're fun. We don't mind. And also, we want this.
We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter. At @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Potato!
All right. Yeah. Pete, why don't you start the shout outs?
Okay. I'm going to shout out my next door neighbor. He's probably never going to ever listen to the show, but his name is Matt and he jet washed my front yard and front wall and it looks great. So a shout out to him, and also a shout out to the veteran gamers. My brother is part of that podcast. They're recording their 500th show tonight, but
like anybody fucking gives a shit.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. That's the veteran gamers. Shout out to them as well.
Yeah, I mean, they don't do anything fun on that show, like Echo. No. They just do the normal sound clips and perfect audio. Who wants that?
When you can have motorcycles going by. I mean, come on.
Exactly. I was going to say, that was not me, Pete. That was not me. Anybody? No. Totally. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't me, but it was me. So whatever.
Kim.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't move it over. This is my mistake. I'm gonna do it every week now, just for kicks.
Oh boy! All right. I want to shout out our shatters. We've had a few. Fraser Mew. Fraser Mew was in there. Foo was there. For God's sake, I can't say it. Scott Stubby was there because he, you know. We echoed apparently terribly. Martin C, 1984. RCGC was in there. Snoogans. Commander Root. Slow Cool, Mongo, Host Me Raffle, which I still think is a bot, Jake W9476, Lurks, and S1 Fega. So thanks for trying to watch the show and listen to us. Yeah, could have been a problem. A shout out to you two fellas. It's fun, like it always is. And yeah, here's to another week, and hopefully it's a good one. So over to you there, Tank Top.
Thanks for that.
Feel better, by the way.
I'm working on it. I will be drinking heavily after this. thanks, Sweet Corn. Thanks. the two of you, thank you so much. Number 13, as always, it's a pleasure to be on the podcast. Kim, beautiful as ever. It's always fun podcasting with you guys, so there's that. For everybody that sat through and listened to this, thank you. Thank you for we've tried to give you a double dose of us, literally a double dose of us this week. That was really the intent. This was not a mistake. It was told to be there.
Totally.
Yeah. No, but we do appreciate you guys taking the time. It will be back to normal, I guarantee, because Mark is going to be like, I can't ever take another fucking week off because they can't do it. It is true. It's at this point, no, you're not allowed to. Anyway. That's it. I think we're pretty much done. Maybe I can actually bring us into a closure of the podcast. I don't know. One shout out, I will say, in all seriousness, Mark, I do hope you feel better. Bongo,
definitely
have a blast in Italy. We are all jealous. Enjoy your time over there, you bastard.
And eat some gelato for me.
Eat some gelato. Drink some fine wine. Do not go wakeboarding, though. It's not your strong suit. and on that note, we are done. We are out of here. So we are going to transition on out. I think if I could only find the outro. All right.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
We are out.
Of our minds.
That was a train wreck. I don't have the wherewithal right now to do anything about it other than cry.